Keystone Pipeline avoids one key hurdle.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with some good news for supporters of the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline. The State Department, which has to approve the pipeline since it crosses the Canadian border, has issued a report that finds the pipeline would not have much of an impact on climate change. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports from Washington.
The pipeline would be transporting oil from Canada's tar sands. The report says they would be developed anyway, whether the pipeline was built or not. Clifford Jones agrees. He's a fuel technology expert at the University of Aberdeen.
They have been in use for a very long time. I don't know quite how long, but I think at least since the Second World War.
The report points out that the pipeline would create more than 40,000 new jobs in the U.S., but it also says it could hurt 13 vulnerable animals, including the whooping crane. Jones says there are other environmental concerns, including the amount of fuel it takes just to extract the oil from the tar sands.
They require softening before they will flow, but also they require some chemical processing.
The State Department is involved because the pipeline would cross the U.S. border. The report doesn't tell us anything about what President Obama thinks, and he says he'll make the final decision on the pipeline. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.